It's almost exactly what happens in the Mallarmé poem, where the images and symbols pile up in such alliterative profusion and with such seeming irrelevance and incongruity that reading it, we often feel awash in sound, ravishing sound to be sure, but we feel equally at sea as far as comprehension is concerned. And again, in literary terms, it's a case of phonology threatening to take over at the expense of meaning, and in fact, to produce meanings of its own. This is very subtle stuff and very hard to describe because it involves the mysteries of the creative process itself, and thus it's terribly hard to pinpoint it. But let me have one stab at it. In Mallarmé's poem, the faun has just been recalling a dream image. On the banks of a calm Sicilian pool, he has been cutting the hollow reeds to be subdued by talent, as he puts it. Les creux roseaux domptés par le talent. An image, in other words, of the birth of music. And at that moment, écho prélude lent, the moment he calls a slow prelude, he has a vision of a flight of swans, no, naiads, he says, running away or diving. You see, it's ambiguity all the way. You just never know which. Naiads, swans, are they running? Are they diving? You never know. And just at this point come the following two lines, as the faun recalls the dream, sans marquer par quel art ensemble d'état là, trop d'hymen souhaité de qui cherche le là.